over, you are starting afresh, and you have new courage.
Yeah. Yo, Black, it's time.
Word.
Bird's timing. It's time, man.
One on the radio, since the 6 o'clock blitz.
I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure.
Warm it up, gang. 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 Warm it up.
We are the winning jump band sound. We cannot cross the border. Cause we are clan body. You will come and we kill you already. And you and your fellow rap, there is no form of threat to we call when it comes to lyrics. We have it. So,
time goes by, and I for it not. We in this together, son, your beef is mine. So long as the sun shines to light up the sky. We in this together, son, your beef is mine.
Clap at your soldiers, sober, that lean back is sober, killer.
I get it. Yeah.
One on the radio, 6 o'clock blitz. CJSF 90.1 FM. Canopy SFU, it's your host, Supreme Freedom, aka Hardbody.
Alongside Guilty Black, Brilliance Illuminating, and Never Conscious Knowledge. And DJ.
This is digital.
No DJ, just digital.
Yo, it's Digi.
Boom,
in the place
to be. And that's CJSF 9.1 FM SFU.
Burnaby Bay Bay, Victoria Law now. Vancouver, how you feeling right now? It's been a beautiful day all day. Man, this whole week is looking like it's about to be shining.
Yeah, and you haven't seen blue skies, and I mean blue skies for a long time.
Without any of those streams going on. We ain't talking about what you listen to on the Spotify.
No doubt. Good to see, man. Hopefully you keep it that way.
Clear skies, man. No jet streams and What do we call them? Gray skies?
Silver skies.
Silver skies, man. Silver skies.
That's coming in June, you know?
That's what I hear.
Yeah, baby.
That's what I hear, you know? So, you know, if you tapping in, this is One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz, and we here every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. You know, we playing the hottest hits from the old school to the new school and everything in between, you know what I mean? And we talk about a lot of different things on this show, you know? So you really never know what you're going to get, you know? But just know it's going to be dope. A1 Perico.
Yeah, you know, last week we had, who was on the interview?
Man, we had J. Scott the Illest, man, live from the ATL, you know, New Jersey, born and raised artists, you know what I mean, and definitely hitting us with the boom bap rhythms, man, and I love it, you know what I mean.
Real solid interview. It sounds like a real solid cat too. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, man. Right. You know, absolutely. My man is definitely living a holistic, you know what I'm saying, and holistic life, you know, and you could tell by his mind and his wordplay, you know what I mean?
Most definitely.
The way that he lives, right?
Most definitely, man.
You know, so obviously, I mean, not everybody is always living the way that they spitting, but the genuineness, at least I felt, you know, the genuine vibration from the brother was...
peace.
It was peace, most definitely. Most definitely peace. So you could definitely check that out right now, you know, well, not right now, because you tapping it right now. But after the show, you know what I mean? Maybe tomorrow you can go on the CJSF.ca website, click the One Order in the programs, and, you know, you can go to all our previous shows and check them all out, you know what I mean? As well as follow One Order Music Group on Instagram, you know what I mean? Follow my man Guilty Black, Tug Nova on Instagram, Hard Body Dreams on Instagram, you know? We coming out with the Supreme Order album dropping next week on the 18th. which is the Tuesday.
It's going to be lovely, man. Got some fine cuts on that one right there. You know, you guys most definitely got to check it out, peep it out, see what it's all about.
See what it's all about, man. We got the single out right now, Hands in the Sky, with my man right here, Guilty Black. We got Oka One on that. You know, shout out to Oka. Produced by my man, Curb the Kid. You know what I mean? Shout out to Curb the Kid if you tap.
Yeah, baby.
And you know, tonight, man, it's gonna be beautiful, man. We in the Black History Month, you know. Although, you know, every Wednesday at 1 order, we know what I'm saying? It ain't just a one-month type of thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, not for me, man. I live that 365, bro. You know what I'm saying? Year to year, you know what I mean? So it is what it is, but, you know, recognition is good. You know, it's good, and we're going to touch on a few topics here. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely.
A few inventions that some melanated people created throughout the world. People may not know. Some people may know, you know?
Created everything.
Yeah, basically, when you start looking into the, you know, the research, you know, it's like, whoa, that too? Oh, that too? Oh, whoa.
Word is bond.
You know what
I mean? We ain't here to blackwash anything, you know what I'm saying? That's not what we're doing.
I like that word, blackwash.
Hey, well, you know, because, I mean, it's a saying that goes around, right? Like, you know, it's a newer saying, you know, however, you know.
Like the Super Bowl, supposedly?
In what sense you mean by that?
Oh, I'm sure a lot of people were saying that was blackwashed, right? You know what I'm saying? If you understand, well, I don't know. Well, the opposite term, you know, I'm sure people know what the opposite term is, right? Yeah. And you know,
I'm confused.
Are you serious?
I don't know.
Are you serious with me? Are you serious with me?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, I don't understand what you mean.
I it's just funny, right? On you know, one of these platforms here, you know, I seen it, right? You know, the old grandfathers, whatever, must have been like 80 or something, you know what I'm saying? Wear glasses, right? So they go to the screen, right? You got Kendrick on there, right?
Oh,
and then you go back to him, right? And then he's like, huh? And then, you know, the kid in the background, you know, he's getting down. He's probably like in his teens, right? And then, you know, it's probably his grandchild or something, right? And, you know, he's just like, he's looking so confused, like he can't even understand what's going on, you know? Do you guys understand what I'm saying now?
So you're talking about the Super Bowl halftime show.
Didn't appease to everybody, I don't think.
Right? I thought you were talking about blackwashed as in, you know, the players.
Okay, I'm lost now.
The players or even just the whole, you know, the team management.
Oh, no, I'm talking about, I thought you meant like, you know.
Because that's what
the revolution will be televised. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, obviously, right, people, you know, there's been, you know, people who have of different ethnicities who have tried to, you know, debunk, you know, great black anthropologists and philosophers and people who've shown and proven these things, right? So they would now coin that, oh, we're trying to blackwash everything, as if, you know what I mean? So going back to what my man Digital said, right, is that, yeah, it created everything, right? Mm-hmm. And that's not a blackwashing thing. And we're going to, you know, we're going to touch on that. We're going to show and prove some different things. And look. Like my man, you know, firstborn Prince said, you know, you must do your own research as I have. Yo, Digital, run it!
Turning back now, I got here without a scratch. I once was the background, but now I stand side core. Never thought this rapping would be breathing down my 30s, y'all. Hey, you could call it focus, I've been staring at them birdies, y'all. It's more than what I expected, but damn it, I'm thankful. See, I've been a blessed man, but blessings don't pay the bills. I'm all about the art, but compromising don't hang well. What monetary feed'll get your commas by the hangnail? My conscience wouldn't breathe right, but you on the other hand, you'd rather suffocate to be ahead of another man. Full of yourself like you the moon and shit. You ain't the last supper, boy, you're just a spoon in it.
Sometimes I feel like I'm standing on a track, waiting for a train to hit. Hopefully someone will move me. Hard time seems to choose me. I entered this new year with all my old fears, old bills and older ears. That's tired of hearing what I don't have and what I haven't done. What I haven't provided for daughter and son. I stand here growing in grief, never showing my teeth. For what? Smiling's not the answer. My father says I'll find it in prayer. I'd rather find health care. I don't feel good these days. Sick to my stomach of my ways of wanting others to fail. Just so I won't be alone in the pale for self. Like in jail for self. I'm calling out for my phone call. Just to get told I'm not provided any service at all.
Drinking water, doing crunches, getting paid for discussions over Alchemist production. Use a roses for seduction. Wear a rollie when I'm you need to put a condom on, cause you may not be that lucky. They got deadbeat moms now.
Deadbeat moms now.
Nobody knows where her nose goes when the sun down. Caught her walking to his car, gave us the rundown. Getting high on the jet, trying to calm down.
I hop out clean, red like a Mona Lisa. Did the Rory two times, 500 apiece. I jump rope in the morning to make a dub at least. And it's water that I'm sipping from a private spring. Come from them projects, but did a lot of things. Where them kilos came through and swallowed your dream. beefing over. Man, that's out of pocket. I'm in the tropics, lighting up sun with Cartier lights.
Smoking and driving while I'm riding in the Lambo, trying to dodge all the scandals like the potholes in Atlanta. Pour some codeine in the Fanta, drinking codeine in my Phantom. Got Hermes on my bandana, came with three like I'm Santa, yes. Made her throw it back like Mitchell and Ness. Hustle plus passion equals success. Soon as I walk in, I kiss on the flesh. You ain't even gotta tell me, I know I'm blessed.
I put my team in position to win. Had to cut off all my and just focus on yen. If I can make a few of them, then I can do it again. This pinky ring cost a dollar, I be catting for real. I got so much, I ain't gonna talk about that. She just handles for me, but we don't talk like that. I put the on payroll and write it off on my tax. Then jump in my Maybach, then head back to the palace. What's happening? Oh.
How much life experience of real pain and heartache is necessary to be a genuine blues man? Or can you be a happy person and still call upon something that delivers the goods in blues?
What up, Crane? The money exchange, the range.
Fresh dress like a million bucks.
Right now you wanna buy me diamonds in the morning.
Yo, let's go. Bagged cashier wearing cashmere. That's 20 racks for a jacket and some khaki pants. Damn. Bummy rappers with bunny rabbit ears. You mad, I'm a money magnet. Carrots do the money dance in my sunglasses. Slick talker, this a tongue lashing. If it's me and Preem, then it's a smash hit like Summer Madness. Will Smith should do the ad-libs while I mag rich fabrics. Fabrics. Make dragging up a Saks Fifth. Maybach G-Wagon. This ain't even me bragging. Like Ali sneaking jabs in. I don't drive a Ford, how you rhyme? You can't afford Tom Ford, they should kick you out of the store. No Bugari, no Barneys, no Marnie. You know it's Marcy, you see the gold Cardis. The cocaine in the bowl at the party. A whole lot of Barbies, the whole army. They on my body, body. Like Armani. Armani.
Armani exchange the
Armani section.
Fresh dress like a million bucks.
Dress my body in linen by Armani.
The type of product I got to form a rock, it does not need ice a lot. Might break the watch, scraping the side of the pot. A few diamonds fill out the clock, but it couldn't make time stop on the block. Shots from the Glock made the rock while a collar pop. Let the chopper give him a crop top. Homicide, the body slide off the chopping block like a side of livestock. Dropped a bottle of private stock. Slipped on slime, thinking it was wine. Get the mop, make them slide. In style like a Prada slide. My product had them online before Wi-Fi. Two for fives, hand to hand, that's a high five. Divide the pie. When you a player, you could not ride the pine. Finesse dimes out of Calvin Klein. Goose down like a mountain climb. Okay. Powerful lines like powder lines. Must be out your mind. Trying to turn these to housewives. Keep them on the couch, cause we outside. Outside. In the Armani section.
You wanna buy me diamonds in Armani.
Armani exchange the range.
Fresh dress like a million bucks.
Dress my body in linen by Armani.
Armani exchange the range.
Now you wanna buy me diamonds in Armani.
Damn, man, it's hot out here right now. But it's chilly outside at the same time. I guess that's the duality of life. One on the radio, 6 o'clock blitz.
SF 90.1 FM, Burnaby.
SFU, baby. Playing the hottest hits from the old school to the new school and everything in between. You know what I mean? I'm your host, Supreme Freedom RLR, a.k.a. Hard Body Dreams.
Alongside GUI, LTY, Brilliance Illuminating, and Other Conscious Knowledge.
We got the illest selector on the Dell. Come on, man. Tell me what it is, man.
It's digital, yo.
Digital.
Digi for short, people. Digital.
Digital. You know what I'm saying?
I'm seeing the Rubik's Cube lighting up on the floor and stuff. You know what I'm saying? No doubt, man. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, man. Got shorties on the roller skates.
Yeah, baby.
And look, man, we here every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m., man, just having a good old time. You know what I mean? We having
a good old time.
And you know what, God? It's like this, man. I ain't built on mathematics in a minute, you know what I mean? So I just want to build on today's Supreme Mathematics, you know, especially since we going into Black history and we talking about, you know, a lot of different things today. But, you know, today's Supreme Mathematics is knowledge, wisdom. Knowledge is, you know, the first Supreme Mathematic. Wisdom is the second Supreme Mathematic. And, you know, for those who is, you know, maybe you heard it because, you know, you listened to a Wu-Tang song or saw something, you know what I mean? I just want to let y'all know this is not a hip-hop thing. This is a culture that's lived out by, you know, brothers and sisters who built this, you know, built this nation, right? The 5% nation. And, you know, essentially the mathematics is, you know, the keys to understanding man's connection to the universe, you know? And so we're dealing with today being the 12th, you know, that's why it's the 1 and 2, right? So when you take knowledge and you take wisdom, you know, in the simplest form, the wisdom is the application of what you have learned. You know what I'm saying? So if you learn how to ride a bike, right, now you get what? The understanding, right? So if you take the 1 plus the 2, that's as the 3. The third supreme mathematic is understanding. And understanding is to have a clear mental picture of how something works, right? So like I said, you learn how to, you may watch somebody else that knows how to ride a bike. Then they teach you how to ride a bike. Okay, now you applying what you learning, and now you see for yourself, and now you can teach somebody else. And that's how simple mathematics is. We don't teach it. We do teach it up into the sky, but you want to always keep something very simple, because if you keep it simpler, somebody else can learn, and especially for the babies, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to touch on some things, man, today, man. We're going to deal with the knowledge, right? Knowledge is an accumulation, a body of facts, right? And we're going to use our wise words to, you know, burn that out to you. So you have an understanding of what the Black man and woman has done, you know, not just in the month of February. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. For all humanity, my brother. You know what I'm saying? And
everybody.
And that's what it is, man. You know, like, we got to find a way to get along here, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to find a way to educate other people and not be so scared of what they don't know, you know, right? Because in every race, color, and creed, man, there's good people and there's bad people, right?
100%.
You know, so we just can't put a stamp on it, right? But what we got today, man? We got some Black conventions and stuff like that, my brother.
Well, just before we touch, what did you, like a stamp on what? What do you mean by that? Like a stamp on what?
Yo, let's get to the
I'm asking a legitimate question. What did you mean by that?
I don't know what you're getting at, brother.
Well, you just said it's not like we can put a stamp on everything. So I just want a clarity around what you mean.
I don't know where you're getting at, man. You trying to get at me or something, man? You know what I mean? Like,
man,
what are we getting at, brother?
No, bro, I'm not. It's not even like that. Not even one bit, bro. Ain't that's not in my it's
Let's move forward, my brother. Let's go, man.
Example of Black history going on.
Yeah, right there. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to make somebody stand or something. I'm just saying that it's just a
misunderstanding.
It's a figure of speech, right?
Misunderstanding.
I just want to understand.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I said, can we all get along? Can't put a stamp on it. Right? I mean, but hey, what would you like to know, my brother?
Okay.
What would you like to know, my brother?
Well, I'm going to just let you know, the listener, that, A, Harbody is not attacking Mr. Guilty Black, okay?
That was a skit.
For all of you out there who think that, you know what I mean? I don't do that because it's my righteous brother. I love
Word
him.
Up.
You
well
understand?
Said, well
and
said.
Don't ever try to come in between me and my well brothers because well you might said. Get beat mentally.
Punks jump up to get beat down.
What?
Catch a bad one, brother.
You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Because we dealing with the unseen. We don't deal with the seen, baby.
Yeah, no. I you know what I mean?
Yeah, we're on radio. You can't see.
Yeah, we were just playing. To you, the listener, let's get engaged, my brother.
The listener. Yeah, man. Yeah. So let's talk about, I mean, you know, obviously one of the most common things that I think that is debated amongst our, you know, anthropologists,
you know, those who study agriculture. We're talking about, you know, geometry. We're talking about geology or geography, you know. I think that one of the most common debates that we can all agree on is that, you know, whether, you know, the original Egyptians, a.k.a. people from Kemet, which has been translated into the land of black, right? Or black land, right? However you want to say it, right? Has been debated, were they black or not, right? And, you know, through many...
Well, the people who inhabit the land right now is not the people who inhabited the land way back.
True indeed. And those, you know, those who came, you know, from, you know, a little bit further east, right, which now speak the, you know, the Arabic language, that was in around, that was like 640 CE, right? So we're talking about, you know, the pre-dynastic, you know, aspect of Kemet. Right? The land of black, right? You know, we're looking at 3100 BCE, right? And, you know, most likely even further back than
God,
that.
God knows how far it really goes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, most likely. But this seems to be a general number of, you know, the first writing system, right? Now, there's also the, you know, there's evidence that would show that, you know, Mesopotamia, which is now modern day Iran, which was, you know, Sumer, right? Sumeria, they also have been shown to basically had around, you know, started the first writing systems, right? But we'll stick with the Kemetic aspect of it, which is, you know, dealing with the pictorials, right? Or the hieroglyphics, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So when we're talking about... Now, this is the thing about, you know, African number systems is that, see, you know, because when the Greeks came, they, you know, they didn't really know what was going on. You know what I mean? They thought they knew what was up, but they didn't really know what's up, right? But the point is that what makes, you know, the number system so... unique is that they had symbols that were attached to these numbers, right? And so that these numbers and these symbols meant something, you know, more profound than just, you know, the one, right? And in fact, they used their hands, they used their fingers to create this number system. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
So certain, you know, anthropologists say, right? So I'm just giving a brief history, kind of a background to a prelude to get to where we're going about, you know, when we're talking about, you know, this writing system. Because when we look at the writing systems, right, they all came from that side of the earth, you know, which. You know, at this point, I would probably say was split up at that time. You see what I'm saying?
You mean split up?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
I would say that I'm saying that the Earth at that point was split up.
Had already did its thing?
Yes.
And we're not talking about the Big Bang Theory?
Well, the Big Bang Theory is billion years.
Yeah, no, no. We're just playing.
But also, Ed, you mentioned something about the Greeks, too.
Yeah.
I'd like to point out that the Greeks, as you're seeing, may not have known what they were speaking of, but you do know the Greeks learn from black people, right?
Of course.
Okay, so maybe they didn't learn correctly, if that's what you're saying.
They came to Kemet to get the knowledge,
that's
right?
What I'm saying. That's right. What I was saying,
that's
right?
Right.
And shoot off noses and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, right? Yeah, sure. I mean, 100%. Alexander thing, man. Like, that's what he liked to do, right? He liked to chop off the nose of Ramses III, right? And Ramses III has also been known to, you know, was one... Like, it's been said by, you know, anthropologists that, you know, he was already making trips to America, right, where we all live right now, right, and making trade already, you know what I'm saying? So, but yes, what you were saying, this is where I'm getting is that the writing systems all made their way to Europe, right, based on black migration, you know what I'm saying? And once, you know, they started moving that direction, right? And then, you know, people started becoming more civilized over there. They came over here and started, you know, this, or I don't want to say here in North America, I want to say back to, you know, Kemet, right? And started studying, stealing, burning, doing all those types of things.
So the migration of Africans through Europe, is that what you're saying?